I just got an email from Ray. He just replied to my service request for changing a tire on the Time Bank website. I can learn just about anything in the Five College Valley, but not really things like this. I sort of know what I have to offer. And this is what I need. So, I have to admit, I'm getting really frustrated with the Time Bank model. I mean, I don't feel comfortable calling people that I really don't know and have never met and maybe have corresponded with once through the Time Bank email messaging service. But at the same time, I want to take place in more exchanges, and certainly I want to have something to present for the exhibition, but, you know, I don't want them to think that that's my only bottom line, so I do feel like I'm kind of stuck between waiting and just sort of being a member of the Time Bank and moving on the Time Bank's pace, and on the other hand, having this deadline approach that I really can't stop. So I've just gotten back from meeting with Brian. I'm driving back. I haven't taught Spanish or even thought about Spanish in so long, and it was great to get back into the language. Brian was so enthusiastic. I wasn't sure if, you know, he was going to think that I was not on my game, but he was so friendly, and he seemed really grateful to be having this exchange, and I don't know, it felt really good to do it. So I've just gotten back from my meeting with Katie, who ultimately was the one to teach me how to change a tire, and it's very sweet of her. She didn't have a car that was available to teach me on, and I don't have one. And I was using a Zip car to drive up to Orange, so she said, you know what? You don't need to do it. I'm confident that when I teach you, you'll be able to just take what I teach you and put it to good use when you really do need to change a tire. I liked being on the other side of the Time Bank exchange, because up until that point I had only been the one doing the service. I hadn't yet received a service, and I felt it all coming full circle, at least for a moment, because it was in the same place, right at the Yes Biz Center, where I taught Brian Spanish and where I earned the time dollars that would allow me to receive this service from Katie. And we had a good conversation afterward, and she's a new Time Bank member, and I think this was her first exchange, so all in all, it went very well. Today is December 1st, Monday. Our exhibit goes up in 1 week. We had our final real class today. And I think everyone's getting really excited and also really nervous. There's a lot of work to do. I know I have a lot to do, and I am anxious to see how it all comes out. I've never been part of an exhibit, and I've especially never been part of an exhibit where I displayed audio work and or photographic work. So I really hope it goes over well, and I hope people bear with us because it is a work in progress, and that's how we're presenting it, as it is a 2-year project. At the same time, I really hope it's polished. So much to look over, and really it's fun, like, re-listening to our conversation. There are lulls and dull moments, but it's interesting to see how some of the most poignant moments are during the lesson. Is this little heartfelt moment where someone goes on a tangent and makes the other laugh, something like that. And I'm realizing that maybe I'm a bit of a stickler, maybe I'm a hard teacher. I gave Brian a lot of homework and I was adamant that he do it, and it's so funny coming full circle with this experience. You know, I have teachers who always get so mad when we wouldn't do the homework and when it showed, and now I'm in that position because it does make it easier when your student does the homework, therefore you don't have to backtrack, because ultimately you just want them to learn more and you want them to do better. So this has definitely taught me something about myself. Seeing and hearing myself through all of this has been really revealing, not to mention learning about someone new. It's a big learning experience.